Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Happy Thanksgiving to all Eagles fans. Wonderful day here. We're glad to be here. It's Coordinators Day here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The NovaCare Complex is buzzing. I'm Dave Spadaro, and we are always very pleased to say Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone's having a wonderful holiday today thus far, and a great and healthy and happy weekend ahead. Big things ahead for the Eagles with the New England Patriots coming to town on Sunday, 4:15 kickoff at Lincoln Financial Field. We've got a lot to get to here with Bobby April, Juan Castillo, Marty Morningwig meeting the media. We get an update with Michael Vick and Jeremy Maclin. Now, Vick did not practice yesterday. Vince Young taking all the first-team reps at the quarterback position. But what about Maclin? Maclin practicing on a limited basis. So let's see if that hamstring comes along and allows him to practice more today. In just a short time here, the press conferences will begin. We invite you to give us a call. We're taking predictions today, 215-339-6709. It is absolutely gorgeous. Where we had the practice yesterday indoors, perhaps we have some footage of that, I don't know. Do we have footage of yesterday's practice at all? Today it will be outdoors. The sun is shining. You know, game time temperatures on Sunday expected to be in the range of 65 degrees. So just another beautiful day for football on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. A couple of things happening that day. The Eagles will sponsor a book and toy drive, so we encourage you to take part in that. There'll be some drop-off points around the stadium. Also, the Eagles Alumni Association honoring as their honorary alumni captain, former Eagles defensive end Hugh Douglas. So make sure you, if you're at the stadium, that you take part in celebration at halftime. If you are not at the stadium, make sure you watch it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It is live. Let's go to the phones. I can't believe he's on the phone already, but the Zomster is going to start things off this morning. Hi, Zomper.
Man, I just wanted to show my love and support for this team at 9 o'clock in Thanksgiving morning, baby.
Hey, thank you, man.
I'm working myself.
Oh, you are? See that? The hard workers are out there today.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, Zomp, we appreciate it. Now, listen, here's the question.
Yeah.
Are you going to stop by the office here on Sunday?
That's up to you, man, if you allow me, man.
Of course. What time are you coming to town?
I'm going to be here Saturday.
And why don't you stop by here around noon?
Of when? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
So Sunday, okay, and what do I got to do?
Can you do that?
What I did before?
Is that too early for you?
No, that's beautiful for me.
Yeah, just come to the front door. You have my number, right? You have Chris's number.
Do I? I don't think I do.
We'll put you on the list out front. You can park here. You can take all that.
Really?
Yeah.
So I got to look for you. I'm here to see you?
You say you're Zomp and you're looking for Spadaro.
Okay, sir. And then, the wife's going to be with me, though.
I can't wait to see that. That's the whole part of it.
Oh, man. That's Adrian right there, man.
I can't wait to see it. Now, if she says no.
If she says no, we leave her out and you just let me in.
Right. Okay.
Spadaro. I don't got nothing. Really
that's
much.
Good. Good morning. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Zomber.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Take care. I'm going to stumble. What's going on, Ryan? Are we frozen on this Thanksgiving morning? 215-339-6709. We're just going to shoot the BS today. It is. Now, it's interesting. The show goes on. People always say, what? You have to work on Thanksgiving? What do you got going on Thanksgiving? Well, there's a game on Sunday. And so a game on Sunday means you have to prepare every day, at business as usual. Now, the schedule's altered just a little bit, but we are going to have a show today, and then we'll have a show tomorrow. No Eagles Nightly tonight. We're just going to enjoy ourselves. Glad to be here on this Thanksgiving. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We will get the Michael Vick update here shortly as the coordinators meet the media. And there you go. Chris in Virginia. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving, my man.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother. How you doing?
Doing awesome, man. So you're diehards are up at this point in the morning calling in.
I appreciate it. Only the never dies. I don't like the term diehard. The never dies. There's never Jeremy Maclin, by the way. I think Jeremy Maclin, the hamstring a little sore after practice yesterday. I wonder how it will, what his practice status will be today. You coming to the game, Chris?
No, you know, unfortunately, Dave, I'm going to be around here this weekend down in Virginia. I would love to see Tom Brady get his butt kicked.
Okay.
But I'll be watching on TV going crazy as usual.
Beautiful. Well, how do you attack Tom Brady?
You know what? I mean, I think the Steelers kind of lay the map. Just bring pressure up in his face. I mean, if you get him from the sides, I mean, he can kind of, you know, move around. He's not too mobile, but if you get him right up the gut, I mean, he's going to hold the ball, and that's when Bava and Cole and all those guys can go hunting.
Yeah. Well, Lay, look, I'm looking forward to seeing what Juan has planned for him, and then the Eagles have to go out and execute it flawlessly, as far as I see it. There's Michael Vick. Michael Vick really doesn't look comfortable, didn't practice yesterday. We'll find out if he works today. I have said this. I guess I'd be surprised if he played quarterback on Sunday, but if he does, great. If not, it's Vince Young once again.
Yeah, at this point, I'm expecting VY to be out there. Vic's out there, great, but I'm not going to get my hopes up pretty much.
Right. I just think the Eagles need to play a tremendous, tremendous error-free game. And the question is, can they do that? Can they bring that intensity? We haven't seen it all year, Chris, in back-to-back games. Can they do it this week?
I hope, Dave. I hope. Hopefully these guys realize that, you know, this season pretty much is our playoff season, one game at a time. If we lose, the chances of getting in the postseason aren't too good.
You are correct, Chris. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving and a great weekend. Let's do a little look back, an inside look back on Sunday night's game against the Giants. We had our sideline microphones amped up. It's our audible from Sunday night's game and from Eagles Confidential. Let's take a listen and a look one more time. The sidelines perspective against the Giants.
Get it out early, B.Y. He had his ass, too.
We'll take him out! Yeah! Yeah!
Shoving, they're tossing people. Right? They just warned me.
You already know, bro.
Good talk.
Were you there in the weak set?
What?
You were right there?
That,
just letting you know again. I ran that dagger.
Yeah.
Is that what you ran?
Yeah, I know. I saw you right now.
Throw it to me.
I was getting ready. Like, I was over top of you, but that's got to be you. Yeah. You want to
just do the middle again, or you want to go four right or four left straight?
Four left straight. You know what? Veggie.
Let's
run veggie.
Let's run a veggie then. There you go. Veggie. You call it, make it happen.
And Reno, I stay high on three now.
Yeah, but now the good thing is three blocks. Then we can add you to the equation.
I'm saying when Lego Burdick, I stay with him. Yeah. I don't come under that
team. Deion Grant got punked twice in one play. The same guy.
Hey, I'll buy you a new hat. Get a new one.
That one's good.
Hey, grow some facial hair.
They're going to run to the sideline and two down. So while they're doing it, find a crease and hit that. Find a crease and hit him. They don't want no proxy.
The last, he's coming. They've done this three times. They turn the center away from the back.
Yep.
All right. They chip it over here, and they're banging Trent. He's blocking. So this guy's one-on-one.
He's trying to duck and jump because you tackled him, and I was about to come take him out. Then I seen B-Roll, and I didn't want to put B-Roll on IR.
There it is right here. We're going out to the right. And then 58 team, and that's it right there.
Hey, good job. Steve had a baby.
What I do?
We in New York. It's a party in New York.
That was that wide open. I was like, hold on. You know what?
That's why they say don't run yet back in there. That's why.
But just know, three's clearing.
Yeah.
All right, and then they're running one underneath. But then number two's, they're trying to hit that whole area.
On the base?
Yeah. Or it's a dagger. But just, hey, if you see it, just grab it. All
right.
Instead of just trying to work with it, just grab it.
All right.
Because you're protected over time, man.
Are you guys still hungry?
Keep going.
Hey, it's a buffet out there.
Get after it. Let's get some picks, man.
I think offense got it right here. I think they're going to get it on this drive.
All right, this is it, baby. Let's go. We're going to be ahead no matter what, baby. Let's go. We're going to be ahead. This is for the game.
Yo, we gotta go back again, all right? Win the game, all right?
What did you do?
Stuck it.
Beat him, y'all. There, the guy.
Who was it? Who was in front of you? Press or off?
It was off.
How far? Five, six,
six,
seven.
Six, 7 yards.
You came straight at him.
Straight at him.
Full speed.
Did you go this way? Or you just hit him.
I just hit him.
What did you do?
Went that back, and then I just had to go outside that back.
He jumped.
I mean, we got giant killers. We got all that stuff, man. You know what I mean? We just come out here, represent, play Eagles ball, and make them hate us even more.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day. Grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years. I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life. Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know what I love about that sideline piece? You see Colin Jenkins so animated, engaged with everybody. Playing with the fans, which I don't particularly like because I want you to focus on the game, but really has become kind of the personality of this football team. Dave Spadaro with you here. Eagles Live, the name of the show. We've got coordinators coming up here shortly. Bobby April, Juan Castillo, Marty Morningwig. I'm going to type in a name here, and then we're going to go to a piece. I'm going to just look at his numbers because they're remarkable. What Wes Welker does on the football field is kind of unlike what anybody does on the football field. He is a very unique player, basically given up by the Miami Dolphins. Got a second-round pick, I believe. Patriots gave up a second-round pick for him. I mean, the guy is just money. He is, I think when you look at the Patriots and what they do in the passing game, it starts with Welker. Now, I think the matchup against Hernandez and Gronkowski very, very difficult. But it really begins with Welker because teams have to try to figure out how to stop the guy. He's 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 185 pounds, had an ACL injury a couple of years ago. Just doesn't stop him at all. This year, 74 catches, best in the league, 1,028 yards, 6 touchdowns. He averages 14 yards a catch. This is for a guy who doesn't really move it that much, right? Last year, 86 catches. The year before, 123 catches. The year before that, 111. 2007, 112 catches. It's amazing. As recently as 2006 with the Dolphins, he started 2 games, caught 67 passes, and then he gets traded to the Patriots, and he's just been unbelievable. So we want to take a look at Wes Welker in the film room here and break down what he does so well and the challenge he presents for this Eagles defense.
Welcome back, everyone, to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. Alongside me, as always, NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, Wes Welker, everybody thinks that he's just a slot guy. I mean, he gets a lot of catches. He's on pace for maybe to break the record again, his personal record of 123, so maybe he even eclipses that. But bottom line is, when I watch him, I notice they do move him around a little bit. When you see him, Greg, what are they doing with him?
Well, Wes Welker's become a little bit like Where's Waldo? And you have to first locate Wes Welker. What have we talked about many times, Adam, with receivers? Receiver distribution and location. How many receivers line up to each? In fact, look at this formation against the Oakland Raiders. You see two wide receivers here, correct?
In a bunch, yeah, a little bit of a okay.
You don't see a wide receiver here.
Right.
Where's Wes Welker? You know where he is?
I think.
He's the I-formation running back here.
Wow.
This is really difficult on a defense because I guarantee they're talking to one another about how do we deal with Wes Welker.
Exactly.
He will motion out of the backfield. He will not stay there. He will motion out of the backfield to the two receiver side. So what you get just before the snap is you get a bunch look. But because he motioned, how does the defense now play him? There's that exactly. momentary sense of, okay, who has who? How do we play this new quick bunch? And in fact, he goes right out into the flat, and you can see everybody backs up. He catches a 1 yard pass, but look how much room he has. And what did he do in college and has done very well in the NFL? He's a punt returner, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you catch the ball with this much space, what does he become? A punt returner. Mm-hmm. So look, he catches the ball, 1 yard pass. This becomes a 23, 24-yard gain.
Running after the catch.
Running after the catch. And that pass is almost like a running play, as you've mentioned when we've talked so many times before. Now, here you see against the Bills. Here's Welker here. Now, he's going to go in motion again, and they're going to get to another bunch concept, and you're going to see that. And you know why bunch is really difficult? It is so hard to play man-to-man to bunch. Right now, you've got bunch, okay? If we number receivers, number one is always the outside receiver.
Okay.
Number two would be the point man in the bunch. Welker's number three, the furthest most inside. Now, as soon as the ball snaps, where does he go? He becomes number one, the outside receiver. They're forcing the defense to think the game. And right. the more you use your brain, or the quicker your brain has to react, the slower your legs tend to react. And they force you to think the game. So the defense has to adjust to this. They don't really adjust to it. He catches the ball. Again, run after the catch. This is what Welker does exceptionally well. He catches passes no further than 10 yards right. from the line of scrimmage and adds meaningful yards with run after the catch. We know that Welker is really good working inside. That's been his game.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when Randy Moss was there, Welker almost always lined up in the slot.
Right.
But now they don't have Randy Moss. They don't have what you'd call a true deep threat. So they're moving Welker even more. Here he is against Oakland once again. Here he is. He's split. We're seeing this more and more this season, where he is the single receiver to one side, and he's lined up outside the numbers.
Gotcha.
You can see what Tom Brady is basically seeing. There's nobody over the top here. So you don't think of Welker as a fast receiver, but he's going to run a vertical route here because there's no safety help.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to run a vertical route. And this is a great throw, obviously. That's a rookie, too, Chekwa from Ohio State. But that's just you can't do it any better. You know, back shoulder fade, wow. That's about as good as it gets. That's a combination of the quarterback and the receiver because this is a timing throw.
And there's not a lot of space on this throw. It's not like he had about 10 yards. No. He's got like a yard or two.
There's not a lot of space at all. And you can see, boom. I mean, to get his feet down, you know, and again, he's so good at the subtleties of the position. All positions, but we think of quarterback, receiver. These are positions where there's subtle nuances. It's not just physical talent. You don't just roll the ball out and say, go run a route, and the quarterback say, just throw it to him.
Right.
You know, Welker is an absolute master at the subtle nuances of route running, understanding pace, tempo. You don't run at the same speed on every route. Welker is as good as any receiver in the league at those little subtleties.
Well, there's no question there's going to be a major challenge that the Eagles have on their hands. Where's Waldo? Where are they going to line up Wes Welker? We'll take a look. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham, and you're watching Eagles Live.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro here on this Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. We take a look. Hey, there's Chris McPherson. We're all here today, guys. Hey, Sam, have Chris say hello. Can you hear me? Have Chris say hello. They wave to us. There you go. There he is. Everybody's favorite, Chris McPherson. But yeah, it's a day of everyone getting together here and working. That's what we do. The coordinators will be here very shortly as Henry Clay walks up the... That is not Bobby April. That is the legendary radio audio man. Henry, let's listen in to this sound check. This might be worth listening into. Or is he just doing a white balance?
Oh, you turkeys out there, this is a mic check. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I even played football and can make it. One, two. Down.
Strohsacker is the king of... There's Brett
Strohsacker. One.
I think this is better than the press conferences are going to be, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody all set?
Yes, we are, Henry. Thank you. White balance there. And you say you can't get all the inside info here. This is how it works, people. That's probably more entertaining than the press conferences will be. If we have a moment, do we have a moment to get to Bobby April, do you think? I mean, to... all right, let's go to Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback, holding his press conference talking about the Eagles and a defense that he has a lot of respect for.
Well, I think this game will is a very important game for us. So everything that we're putting into we're putting it all into this week. So we got a lot on the line. It's a very good team. They're skilled at every position. And you know, going on the road and trying to win a really tough game on the road at the most important time of the year, that says a lot what we're looking for as a team. Yeah, and he makes a lot of plays. I mean, he always has made a lot of plays, so he's a great player. And I loved playing against him because I thought he really brought the best out in our receivers, in our passing game. He's always a threat to intercept the ball. So, you know, as a quarterback, you're always paying attention to those guys. And he does as well as anybody that I've ever played against. They really have threats everywhere. I mean, they rush as good as anybody that we've faced. They got two of the best corners in the league that intercept passes. I mean, they force you to throw it quick, and then they're on you quick. Very athletic, and it's a fast group. So they're just they're a really dangerous group, and we've got to go out and execute really well. I think we have to execute as well as we've executed all year in order to go out and try to win this game. And we play some pretty good corners. There's another group. It's you know, when you have a pair of guys, that's what really is tough to go against.
All right, we take time away from Tom Brady, and now we focus back here on the Eagles, Bobby April, whose special teams had a big, big day on Sunday. Special teams coordinator Bobby April.
Hey, Bobby.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Bob, did you get the sense that with Deshaun breaking that one off on Sunday night, that it's kind of like, you know, you get one and the next, you know, he's more apt to maybe break off another one over these next six games?
Yeah, I definitely think that happens. You get a little bit of momentum. It enhances your belief. And then guys, you know, they start realizing that their efforts will be rewarded with a big play. They play a little harder. You know, I think they're playing as hard as they can. In most cases, they are, but there's always room. There's no glass ceiling on the effort ever. You're always pushing to get to it. So I think that certainly helps. I mean, you see them go in bunches, and I'd love for that to happen, and I think it can.
Foul bounce.
You know, I did not see the TV copy. On the coach's copy, his right foot is maybe 3-4 inches from the line, and I guess they said that his left foot came over and touched the line. Anybody I've talked to, of course, they're all prejudiced, you know, says he did not go out of bounds. But I didn't see the TV copy, so I really couldn't say. The good thing is we scored on the next play. Those are really crushing calls. Say something happens and you don't get any points, you know, and the call caused you to lose seven. But it may have been a good call. I don't know. I don't know. It's only hearsay. Because what happened on the coaching copy I have, Weatherford's body blocks. You see his right foot, and then I guess his left foot's the one that touched the white, or what was called. And in the coaching copy, Weatherford's body blocks that view. So, and I didn't take the time to look at the TV copy.
What have you seen on film about the New England special teams?
I'm sorry?
What have you seen on film on the New England special teams?
Well, New England's, you know, New England special teams are As always, they're outstanding. I think that Edelman, he's kind of below the radar of some of the other returners in the league, but heck, I think he's got, it's his third year, I think he's got three returns. He returned one last week. He's a really quality returner. They have, good schemes. They're well coached. I was in that division for 6 years. Always have your hands full. Always good situationally, sound situationally. Players play hard. I mean, it's a real challenge for us. I mean, every week is a real challenge, and this one certainly as much as any. Because Edelman's, he can break one at any time, and their coverage units can just flat stop you. We always had some barn burners, really. It was always a real hard-fought heavyweight bout. And really, every time, I mean, I'm sure they won some, we won some. Anytime I've gone against that combination of coaches, Belichick and Scott O'Brien, it's been a real tough task. I mean, it's been a real tough task. They do a good job with personnel. They do a good job coaching that area. They emphasize it. You can tell. But, our area is emphasized. I mean, I have a lot of coaches on our staff help me. Some coach, David Culley and Tom Mell, I mean, position coaches, they help almost on a daily basis. And then I have all the, quality control guys. So, we have a lot of opportunity to coach our guys too.
Jeremy and Deshaun both out or limited. Is Chad the guy who would return punts if you don't have either of them?
Yes. I'm thinking both those guys will be back, but I don't know at this point. It could be Chad all the way.
And then you had a. Before Deshaun had the long punt return, he had one where he kind of went backwards, and he had one like that against Chicago. Is that something that you've talked to him? Is that a concern?
We'd certainly like to take – we don't want to leave any yards on the table. And we want to take all the ground that belongs to the offense at that point. And once we have the ball in our hands, we want to take that ground for the offense. So Deshaun has made a lot of dynamic plays, avoiding people, and sometimes he's avoided them going away from the goal line. But in general, that's not ever in our scheme. But he has ad-libbed a few things, and he's been successful, and but in general, we're never trying to move anywhere except up the field.
If those guys are back, since they'll both, if they do get in, that would be
Coach Reed's call. I don't necessarily think so. There's not many guys that could have made that return that Deshaun did make. I mean, it took a tremendous amount of speed. Because the Weatherford had, he really had a great game punting. I mean, that was one of the best punting games I'd seen. Even the one he shanked, he ended up with his best punt. So even when he messed up, we couldn't quite get to it, and it bounced and it rolled to the two. That was a well punt ball, and you got to be really fast to get over to that other side, and he did. He picked up some nice blocks too. Jaquan, Jarrett made a good block. It was several guys made blocks, but probably the keyest one was Jarrett.
Curtis Marsh, I think this is the first time he's been on the field. It's the first time he's active. He played special teams.
Curtis did a good job. Curtis is a tough young scrapper. He's fast. He's got a lot of character. And he'll fight you, and he's got enough talent to be real successful with those qualities. real successful. And I think, you know, it just hasn't worked out where he's gotten a lot of opportunity, but that doesn't mean that he won't be a very outstanding player, and I perceive he will be.
Have him working with?
He primarily worked on the punt return unit. And he did some of the kick coverage stuff too. Not every play did he cover a kick, but he covered a few of them.
It is Hall primarily returning. You've mostly rotated guys in and out when you've had enough healthy people to do it. If Deshaun and Jeremy aren't returning and Hall is there another person you'd rotate in there?
No, not really. You know, Steve Smith would go in there as an emergency guy, and we use him in one game as an emergency. Hosilio Hansen is another emergency guy. But if those two guys couldn't go, it would be Hall, Steve Smith.
What's been the key to the improvement on the coverage teams from last year to this year?
Yeah, because it has improved quite a bit. Boy, you know, guys are really playing hard. It's a lot of the same guys that are making the plays, you know, Akeem Jordan, and Anderson, Moses, Foku. Those guys were all here a year ago. I think, I think they're just playing better. They're probably studying a little harder. They're probably working at it a little bit more. The information we give them, the information we supply them to take home with them, they're probably just better pros than they were a year ago. With the extra year experience, they've upped their game. We're doing a lot of the things similar. I think the coaches that helped me have done a really good job. Mike Caldwell helps me on the defensive staff, and we got a lot of guys that will help in there with running the show team. The show team guys have done a really good job. It's been kind of a combination of a lot of things, but they're playing at a high level, no doubt about that.
You get down on top of people a lot quicker.
Yeah, they're playing hard now. I mean, they're playing hard. I think they're probably just better pros, to be honest. Not that they were bad a year ago, but they got to be studying a little harder. They got to be focused a little bit more because they really understand what's going on and they're making decisions and judgments, snap judgments while they're moving top speed. So, but those are all good. Boy, those are all the kind of guys you want on your team, some of the guys I named. Then a couple other ones I couldn't name. Keenan Clayton has improved tremendously over a year ago. And you expect that kind of jump from year one to two. Thank you.
Marty's on his way up.
All right, that is Bobby April. As we get through the coordinators here today, we're going to go now to Marty Mornhinweg, who will join us and speak to the media as well, Eagles offensive coordinator. Who plays quarterback? What does he think about Michael Vick? Well, let's get the update right here from offensive coordinator Marty Mornhinweg.
Happy Thanksgiving. Big crew today, huh? Everybody else sleeping. All right, last ball game. Sure, exciting. I'm proud of the players. As you know, we had virtually everybody on the offensive football team step up on that last drive and make a play. Getting to New England, great challenge. The very best things that New England does is they're scoring. They're 10th in scoring. And then interceptions, I believe they're 10th in getting to the ball in the passing game. They sure have some good pass rushers. They have an excellent scheme, as you know. Rarely make a mistake. They've got good players throughout the whole defense. So we've got quite a challenge. We'll open up to questions.
For last in pass yardage.
Well, the last in total and passing yardage. Some of that happened early in the season, okay? Some of that is because they've been ahead in situationally during games. But I will tell you, they've got a little mojo going because they have given up some yards, but they're preventing people from scoring. Their offense does a nice job of keeping the defense off the field as well. So there's a lot of reasons for that, and there's a big a big number between a big difference, I guess I should say, between the total points and the yards that they're giving up. Usually when you get that big separation, there's a host of reasons for that. And we've named a couple of them.
He said that Michael was going to throw sometime yesterday.
Yeah.
How do you feel afterwards, and what's the plan for today?
I think he's all right. He's day to day. We'll see if he does anything here. Mm-hmm. And so he's day to day.
And how about Jeremy? How's he doing? He said that his hamstring was okay for a little bit, but maybe not the whole practice.
Yeah, well, he's day to day as well.
Today.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Patriots
pass defense, they have guys lead the league in
interceptions.
When you face that, I mean, do you have to make a conscious note of where he is on a play, or do you just go ahead and run your play regardless?
Well, every individual is different in how he's accumulated those. This guy has sort of a sense, and he's gotten to tip balls and all those things, and he's turned into and developed into a fine player. So my answer is yes. Anytime that a man is hot that way, you've got to know where he's at.
Well, with all the yards they're giving up, but not the points, are they doing something differently in the red zone schematically, or are guys just stepping up and they're running kind of the same thing?
Well, no, they're right in the middle in the red zone. They're 16th in red zone. They're just an opportunistic type defense. They're a specific individual game plan defense. All right, so meaning that every team that they play, the next team, they're going to do whatever they think it will take to win the game. They'll have a little bit different plan, sometimes a much different plan. You may see some things that they haven't done all season. And then the difference between them and other teams that do this is they play it very well during the game. Something that they haven't done all season, they'll play it very well during the ball game. So both their coaches and their players are in tune and can do, and they expect to play well when they're doing those things. So it's very individual specific for that team. Did I answer your question, or did I get off base there?
It was good, but it was a little off base. But I mean, I guess if it's not the red zone, you said the red zone defense is in the middle. It's turnovers then.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Sure. And they're plus +5, I believe. You might want to double check me on that. It's on the turnover ratio, but yeah, it's usually a whole host of things, you know. And this is a defense that, well, I got off track because I was trying to explain it. And then they will bank on one of their players making a play, a tip ball, getting to the quarterback and rushing him, and the ball falling incomplete. A run for 0 or -2, you know, throughout a drive. And, again, very opportunistic. So it's a whole host of things that they do so well and that they rely upon where they can give up some yards and still keep the score down. I know they're under 21 points a game. I think they're under that.
Three, you know, 3-4, depending. What's the circumstances do they use one or the other?
Well, they will align in a 3-4 structure more than occasionally. And I don't want to get into too many details on this. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to. But they one of their outside backers is more of an outside backer, one of their outside backers is more of an end type thing. So,
Marty, how impressed were you with the way that Vince Young ran the offense, let the offense develop for someone who had not been in this offense very long and making his first start?
Well, first of all, Vince is a highly talented young man, real sharp, has worked his tail off for several months since he's been here, and certainly last week. Doug Peterson did a heck of a job, like he does every week, with the preparation with Vince. But ultimately, it comes down to the player, and Vince was well prepared. And ultimately, it's the player's responsibility. His decision making was excellent. There was a couple there, but big picture, his decision making was excellent. There was a couple of throws on the interceptions, especially that. The timing was pretty good. The decision was pretty good, and then. I do know this, that with more practice and playing time, I think that he'll be able to hit those. He underthrew Deshaun, which a lot of guys do early with Deshaun. Deshaun's a little faster than one would think. So, and then he was, Riley got his foot stepped on at one time, and then Clay can help on the other one too. But his decision making was very good. So. I was highly impressed with Vince, especially in the last drive.
Sorry to interrupt there. When you play a team, Tom Brady on the other side, do you make a conscious effort to extend drives or try to keep their offense on the sideline?
Well, sure, you try to. The great Tom Brady now, he's a special quarterback, one of the very best ever to play, hands down. And you saw the last game. I mean, Eli was hot, and has done an unbelievable job late in games. And so, I tried to take a little bit of the clock, and then there was still too much time. But sure, yeah, absolutely. Buffalo did that. Buffalo ended up a tight game on the one, and they went to victory three times to take the clock and kick the field goal. Yeah.
Riley Cooper is very involved. You know, for a first time starting the season, how do you think he did?
Yeah, he did outstanding. There's there was a lot of guys that hadn't played quite as much that stepped up and made plays right at the right time. However, throughout the game, there's several plays for each of those men where we can get just a little bit better. But Riley made some big plays for us and some critical plays. Yeah, he made a big jump there early in the year, training camp and the first few weeks that we were playing. He really made a big jump. You could certainly see that in practice.
Is it knowledge of the offense or what?
Knowledge, reps, playing time in some of those preseason games, all of that together. You could certainly see that he's made big strides.
Marty, what the home thing?
The what?
The home thing. You guys haven't been real successful there. You know, even offensively, what seems to be kind of the struggles there?
I didn't even know that. Look, we go into any game, doesn't matter where we play, and we're striving to do certain things in that particular game and ultimately win the game. We don't care where we play. We love to play at home, you know. I shouldn't say that. That may come off wrong. We love to play at home in front of our fans, but ultimately we're striving to accomplish one thing, and that's to win the game.
How thing is that then? I mean, that you the success has been on the road.
This is the first I've ever thought about that. Because ultimately it doesn't matter. You've got to execute. You've got to do the things – you got to do to win the game, and then you got to do some things you can't do, you know, to win the game.
When you talk about the way the Patriots prepare defensively, different game plan for each team, and maybe get away from what they do normally, How much does that change your preparation in terms of, do you have to try to figure out, you know, get into their mind and what they might try to do, or do you just have to prepare for a wider range of possibilities?
Yeah, that's right. Well, a little bit wider range of possibilities, and then in the game, you anticipate seeing some things that you haven't seen. And that, they've been doing that for years. That's why we do it offensively as well. I believe in that style. And there's several teams that do it that way. Yeah. All right.
All right. That is Eagles offensive coordinator Marty Mordenweg. Dave Spadaro with you on this Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We've got one more coordinator to go, defensive coordinator Juan Castillo. Then we will hear from Vince Young, and then Adam Kaplan comes by our Xfinity studio, and we say goodbye. After we have Adam Kaplan here, we're going to open it up to telephone calls, and I'd like to give away two tickets to the Eagles-Patriots game on Sunday to the first caller that we get after Young, after Adam Kaplan comes into studio. So obviously we want you to be local, we're going to give away two tickets. We appreciate the fact that you're here with us today. So stick with us. Between now and the end of the show, we will give away two tickets. First local call, I guess I should say. Maybe the first caller I like. Pretty much that's going to be the way it is. We take a look at practice from yesterday. Yesterday indoors. A lot of rain here in the last couple of days. However, it's beautiful today. So here's Juan Castillo, Eagles defensive coordinator. And he'll talk about a very, very difficult matchup. Eagles and the Patriots on Sunday. The Eagles defense, boy, has it gotten a lot better.
You know, Marty always gives us like an opening statement.
Well, you know what? You know what? That's good, because I wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. You know, I know that this is watched probably, you know, a lot of people watch it. So happy Thanksgiving to all the, you know, all the Philadelphia fans and all the people from everywhere. You know, probably from some my hometown too. They get to watch. You know, back home. You know, and to y'all.
Juan, when you look back at the film of the last game, was it kind of? Especially that fourth quarter, was that kind of fulfilling, you know, the way you guys closed that game out? Can you talk about that?
You know what, Bob, for our players, I mean, you know, people ask me after the game, did you do anything different? I said, no, you know, fundamentals and the hard work, you know. But as you all know and I know is that, you know, when you work hard, you have to be rewarded. And that's how you believe. And I think that was a case, you know, where, you know, we played well. You know, and then at the end, you know, somebody made a play, and we won the game against a good football team. You know, Manning was playing very well. You know, I think they had scored 87 points in the fourth quarter throughout the year, you know.
You received a lot of contributions from Derek Landry, Colin Jenkins, Mike Patterson, Trevor Lawrence in recent weeks, your defensive tackles. Just talk about how much their play overall has improved.
Well, I think the first thing that we have to talk about is and I know the D-line won't get mad when I say this, is that you have to understand that when they make a sack, it's not just the defensive tackle or the defensive end making the sack. Because then what happens the other times that there's not sacks that aren't happening? See, a sack happens when the quarterback has to hold the ball. All right? Then the good D-linemen get there. If the quarterback does not hold the ball and he throws on five plant and five hitch, I don't care who you are, you're not going to get there. And I think that's important that's understood. You know, coming from the other side of the ball, I understand that. So I think everybody has to understand that when there's a sack, it's a team. The tight coverage makes the quarterback hold the ball where he has to hitch two times or three times. You can count it yourself. All right, then what happens is the good rush teams will get there. Now, there's some teams that can't rush the quarterback that even if you make them hold the ball two hitches or three hitches, they don't get there. That's the difference. But when you look at a timing offense, you know, just like the Patriots, and you see him plant throw, hitch throw. I don't care what kind of rush you put, it ain't getting there. So you say, well, what do you have to do? Well, that's where the coverage part comes in. So it's really three things. It's the rush, it's the coverage by the linebackers, and it's the coverage by the secondary people. I think everybody needs to understand that, because then what happens when you're not getting there? Why aren't you getting there when you're not making sacks? Well, because the quarterback's throwing on plant and hitch. Well, then what makes them throw on two hitches and three hitches? Well, the tight coverage does, man. And then the good pass rushers get there on two hitches and three hitches. Our D-line understands that if that quarterback hitches the ball twice, he better get hit or he better get sacked. If he hitches three times, he's going down. All right, but on the other hand, our defensive linemen are going to rush hard, but they know, and the secondary knows, that if the quarterback plants or he hitches, it's on the back end. They got to take care of it, because I don't care what kind of rush, they're not going to get there. And I think that's important to understand.
So if it's not the defensive line, then was it the linebackers or was it the secondary?
Well, it was all three, right? It's a team, right? And then when you understand the concept and how it works, all right, because here's where it happens, and is that what ends up happening is, if it's not understood like that, then what happens is, all right, then when you play a team that gets rid of the ball real quick and there's no pass rush, you know, then it's easy. Well, you know what? Oh, you know, there's no, hey, the D-line are like, well, they're not covering. You know, hey, that's why we can't get there. The ball's gone. We're getting chipped. All right, then all of a sudden, you know, the other way around too. You know, the coverage is, well, you know, pass rush. Well, here what we have, man, is we understand, you know, the quarterback plants or he hitches, you know, we know that the back end's got to take care of it. They're not going to get there. But on the other hand, when the D-line knows that if he hitches twice or three times, he better go down. So everybody's accountable, man. You understand that? You know what I'm saying? There's an accountability for whose responsibility it is.
Tight ends, Gronkowski and the other guy, they've been a big part of that attack. What have other teams been trying to do and been unsuccessful doing to try and get slow them down, limit them? Or?
Well, you know, different concepts. You know, different people have tried to use zone coverages, and there's different type of zone coverages. You know, there's zone coverages where you drop the spots. There's zone coverages where it's a zone coverage, but when the guy goes to that coverage, the defender, you know, jumps on him. So it's almost a man match type coverage. And then you got people that are playing regular man, and then there's another type of man, less two man, where it's man underneath and two deep. You know, so there's different variations that people have tried. But I think it all goes back again, you know, is that what we have to do, and it's no secret, is that we have to disrupt the receivers. We have to play tight coverage. And by doing that, it allows our defensive linemen a chance to rush the quarterback. If we don't play tight coverage and we don't disrupt the receivers, then our D-line's not going to have a chance to get to Brady.
Did you get – you by putting Keenan Clayton in the nickel, I assume that you were looking for better coverage from that position. Did he give you that, and will he have a big role this week?
You know, what it is, Les, too, is that, you know, Keenan was doing a good job on special teams. You know, so what happens is we have some linebackers that are athletic, and what he did is he earned some playing time. You know, Coach Reed came up and said, Juan, you know, I'm about cleaning. You know, he's been doing a great job on special teams. Can you use him? Can you come up with a package for him? I said, yeah, Coach, I mean, we can – you know, we can do that. I mean, B-roll's doing a good job. It's a good way to rest B-roll a little bit. But Keenan earned, you know, some playing time by the way he was playing special teams. Coach Reed, special teams here are very important. And there's times, you know, just like Akeem, that when you do a good job on special teams, Coach will come up and say, Juan, hey, this guy's doing a great job on special teams. You know, is there anything that he can do on defense? Because he's earned more playing time.
At all, or does the fact that DRC is not playing take that option off?
Well, I think there's different kind of options without me saying what we're going to do. You know, I mean, you can come afterwards, and if it's off the record, I'll show you what we're going to do. You know, but there's different packages that we have. You know, and I think, you know, and I think they know that, you know, sometimes Nam will be there, sometimes he won't be there. You know, sometimes, you know, it could be two guys or one guy or, you know, or maybe a safety or, you know, the thing is they've seen all those things, you know, so you're not going to trick anybody. You know, it's about going back again. It's about us being able to disrupt the receivers, play tight coverage, and challenge the receivers to allow the pass rush to have a chance. Because if we don't do that, you know, pass rush, I don't care who's rushing, they don't have a chance because he throws it, I'm planting hitch. So that goes back to what I'm talking about. So that, you know, it's a team sport. You know, the sacks happen because of the D-line, because the back end is playing tight coverage and they make the quarterback hold the ball. But yet, when this back end makes the quarterback hold the ball, our D-line is good enough to get there when they're supposed to get there.
Tough to plan for because they'll show you one thing consistently on film throughout the course of the season, and all of a sudden they'll throw a new wrinkle or kind of deviate from what they showed on
film. You know what? Everybody, I think in the NFL, I think sometimes, you know, the more you win, the more, you know, but everybody does that. You know, you'll be surprised how everybody, you know, what ends up happening, what you have to do with your own self-scout is you have to go back and see what hurt us. All right, because normally what happens is you prepare for what they do. And then you have to prepare, go back and see, okay, what plays hurt you? Because those plays that hurt you are going to show up again. So you have to take care of those plays. So, you know, that's why, you know, you go through, you know, their top plays, and then the rules have to be able to take care of the rest.
Obviously, Titans have hurt you at various points. In fact, even last week, Ballard dropped a couple that could have been really big gainers. I mean, do you think... Obviously, the Pats will be looking at that.
Well, you know, I'm sure, Les, you know, I have to do a better job with that, putting our guys in better position. And then the other thing is being able to practice those looks. You know, that was a look that we have never seen before, you know, and those are things that happen. Our rules should have covered it. They didn't. Well, that's my responsibility. I didn't do a good enough job making sure that rule covered that different package, that different look.
Thanks, Brady. Particularly difficult to game plan against. I mean, it's one thing that stands out.
You know what? The thing about him is you can say, well, everybody knew he was going to be a stud, but, right, he didn't get drafted like that, right? So, you know what I think it is just his heart. You know, we talk about our defense, you know, and playing with heart, and you saw some of our guys go downfield, and that's what type of guy he is. You know, he has a big heart, and you say, well, what does that mean? It means that he's going to get it done. Whatever it is, whatever it takes, whatever play, whatever he has to do, he going to get it done. You know, that's what we talk about when we talk about heart. That's what kind of individual. I mean, you can say all these other things, but if all these other things were true initially, he would have been the first guy picked in the draft or, you know, but what it means is that he's got a big heart and he developed all those things and he became what he is now because of what he has inside, you know.
More guys.
When you go up against a quarterback this good and an offense this good, how much are you willing to change maybe what your normal scheme might be and go back and see what some teams have done that had success? Do you pick up stuff from that, or are you more looking to stay?
Well, you know what, you know what's surprising is you find out, and I found out when I first got into the NFL, you know, and I think, you know, before you started doing your job, you know, think about what you thought. Man, if I get into here, these guys do, man. And when you get in, you say, oh, man, you know what? It's not what I thought, you know? Everybody kind of, you know, everybody's kind of the same. And everybody, you know what? In our package, we have everything. You carry everything. You have everything. You have to. You have man concepts. You have zone concepts. You have combination concepts. You already carry those. So everything, usually when you watch tape, everything that you see other people doing, you already have in your package. You know, now... You know, some of the players are better at certain things than other things, you know, and you have to decide whether you can do that. And then again, you know, we all know that you have to be able to handle 83. You got to be able to handle 87. You got to be able to handle 81. You got to be able to handle 39. You got to be alert for 84, and you better watch out for 85. And with all that being said, you better take care of 42 in the run game. So those are all the things, you know, that we're going to take care of.
It's going to be a unique challenge for Jose against Wes Welker. Do you think What about him do you think makes for a good matchup?
You know what? I think both of them, they both have a lot of heart. You know, and you know, Jose is, I mean, you know, he came up and told us his story. You know, he was an undrafted free agent, got cut, you know, and all those kind of things. So, you know what? Jose has heart. You know, so I think I can keep talking about that, but I think when I tell you that Jose has heart, you know exactly what I'm talking about, you know? You know, Wesley Walker has heart too, so it's going to be a, you know, it's going to be a great, you know, challenge, you know, for Jose.
How did Jose play on Sunday?
Jose played well. You know, he did a good job. You know, he's very experienced. He's quick. He's smart. He's tough. I mean, he's all those things, you know. Great competitor. You know, he's always been an underdog. So, you know, the way he works, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder. You know, he knows it. You know, so, I mean, he's got heart.
Thanks, Mark. Practice is outside. It starts at 10:30.
All right, there you go. That is the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, the special teams coordinator for the Eagles. It's Coordinator's Day here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you, and we now throw it over to Vince Young. He is taking the first-team reps at quarterback. We'll find out today if he's still doing that. He did that yesterday. And then Adam Kaplan comes in to studio between this particular bite, and when Adam joins us, we will give away two tickets to the first caller. Local to Sunday's game against the Patriots. Let's check in with Vince Young and see what he had to say after yesterday's practice.
How much more do you have? That was a different preparation now that you've got one under the belt. Vince, know what to expect when you got the feet wet last week?
Pretty much the same. Same old tempo. Just working, trying to continue to get better and better, keep the tempo going and getting ready for a very, very special team that we got a lot of respect for as well.
Put the tape in against the Giants. What did you see? What are the things you think you have to work on, Vince?
Everything. Just continue to keep working. Always not, you know, satisfied, but you can be happy about some things that you did do and, you know, change the protections. And, you know, like I said, the biggest thing was I wanted to make sure I get guys out the huddle, calling the right plays, and keep the tempo. And that was, we did a pretty good job with that.
Did you sense you brought a certain calm to the offense maybe that wasn't there?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, all I can tell you is everything that it started at the week of practice, that we had a real good week of practice, and it transferred into the game field, the tempo and the game speed. And the biggest thing is our guys didn't give up. We played to the fourth quarter.
What about this Patriots defense? They're dead last in the league against the pass, but tight in the red zone. What are you seeing with them, Vince?
I mean, you know, numbers. You can't really just look at numbers. You can just, you know, because there's always a different team comes to play. And you just got to always have respect for Belichick and for his team, you know. So they're going to try to always have a package for you and try to take some of my guys out the game. So you just got to be patient with these guys. You got to just take your time and drive down the field and try not to turn over the ball and all these type of things and convert on third down.
The coach said that your experience helped you, you know, that the experience kind of took over during the game, or you'd been through this before. Did you feel that was happening in the Giant game?
Somewhat. You know, I have definitely been in some big, huge situations in Nashville, but in the same time, I really feel like as a team, as an offense and defense, we all stick together through the whole game. And that's something we wanted to do because we kind of fell off a lot a couple of games in the fourth quarter. So this game, we want to say we did a pretty good job. We played to the fourth, so that was a real good job for the whole team.
Coach Reed said that Mike was the first person to contact you after that win. What was the message that he delivered to you?
Yeah, he just basically, good job. You know, he was just very excited about the last drive, how, you know, everybody was in tune, you know, making plays, making big catches, and things like that. So just to hear that from one of your leaders on the team, I mean, you know, just say what job well done for, you know, entire team effort, you know, going out there and getting that win.
Can you talk about the job the offensive line did, especially in that last drive?
Offensive line, man, you know, with the guys and Big Kels up front leading it. I really feel like they did a great job of keeping guys away, giving me time in the pocket to deliver the ball down the field to our guys. So, you know, I feel like Coach Howard, I mean, he's a very, very special guy, and all you have to do is just pay attention, and he would get the up front things together. So, overall, I really feel like our offensive line did a great job.
Vince,
some uncertainty with wide receivers. I guess Jeremy's coming back, but he's banged up, and Deshaun wasn't able to go today. So how does that affect the preparation?
I mean, not as much. I mean, you still got to continue to keep working the guys that's out there. You really know that, you know, Mac and Deshaun, they've been in the offense for a while, and they know what to do. So you just got to continue to keep working. Whoever's in there, keep the same tempo and keep the rhythm going and get ready for, like I said, a good defense. So
you have to resist the temptation, you know, to take off. You know you can run and everything. It seemed like you just gave all the plays a chance.
Yeah, just basically going through the reads. And like she said earlier, this is respectful of our offensive line, giving us time to sit back there to make the reads for 1, 2, 3 progressions and things like that. And if it's not there by a little time, like sometimes I did, to get the ball to Brett one time on the first down. So these type of things, just play the game instead of just being a quarterback. So, but like you said, I just respect our offensive line for giving me time to make these throws and giving me a chance to read the defense and go through my progressions and reads.
How many questions did you answer for yourself, you know, sitting for a year waiting for the chance to play again and play on the West Coast? How many questions did you answer for yourself the other night?
I mean, it's still open. I mean, like I said, it's not about me. My biggest goal is to get here and just to learn from, Coach Andy Reid and Marty, respectful guys across the league. So continue to get myself better and better as a quarterback and as my career get better. I want to always have the different things that Andy and these guys are teaching me to continue to get my game to where I wanted to be at.
Thanks, guys. Thank Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Well, there you go. That is Vince Young. Dave Spadaro with you. We are going to give away tickets now to the Eagles-Patriots game on Sunday to our next caller. Hi, Dana in Lebanon.
Yes, hi, Dave.
Hi, Dana. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, you are the winner of 2 tickets to Sunday's game.
Wow.
So your tickets will be at Will Call. I think our producer, our intern over there, Sam, got your information right?
Sort of.
Did you get,
only got my name.
Yeah, just all I need is your name. Do you know where Will Call is at the stadium?
I'm sure we can find it.
Yeah, it's just you look for the big flag poles.
Okay.
Right in front of the stadium. But you have to give me a prediction for the game now.
Eagles win 24-20.
Okay, Dana. Happy Thanksgiving. See you on Sunday.
You too. Thanks.
All right, you got it. Okay. Thanks. All right, let's take a little break right now. When we come back, the great Adam Kaplan, who is behind the camera now, pretending like he's a quarterback throwing. Here, let's see what you got. There we go. Hey, it's a Turkey Hill game ball. Nice. We'll be back right after this on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Here. There you go, buddy.
Can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Dave Spadaro joined by our pro football expert and our insider, Mr. Adam Kaplan, on this Thanksgiving morning. Adam, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Same to you.
Thank you. Great to have you here.
Seems like I'm here every Thanksgiving. I'm not sure why.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, last week we were talking about how, who knows, season on the line, Eagles facing it, you know, against the Giants, what kind of team would come out and play the football game. And lo and behold, the Eagles went out and played 60 great minutes of football. Really, I thought their best 60 minutes of the season.
It was.
All things considered.
Well, the Dallas game was
all
was
things
pretty
considered,
dominant.
Though.
Right.
Yeah, coming off the bye week, you know.
With
that,
the injuries at wide receivers, a pretty amazing performance. And what I liked about it is from the beginning, they carried to the second half. You know, that's what's been the problem with this football team. It's been very spotty. And you're right. I think throughout the game, they were fantastic and great way to close the game. It got a little hairy in the fourth quarter, but they responded. Dave, when your back is against the wall and the other team throws a punch, you got to punch back, and they did, and they closed it. Good job.
One thing, let's talk about the defense. The Giants, much like the Patriots, really don't rely on their run game. And so I wonder what concepts Juan will use from the Giants game to employ in this game against the Patriots, because you have to, as you do with Manning, get pressure on him, get him out of his rhythm, and you've got to take some of his weapons away.
The key to the Giants stopping or controlling the Giants passing game was very simple. The coverage was outstanding, and Juan talked about it. It made Eli Manning hold the ball too long.
Mm-hmm.
And when he does that, he's going to get hit. And that was so obvious watching that game. That was the plan. Coverage was fantastic. Very few mental breakdowns. I don't have access to this information, but I would bet you that their D-backs graded out really high when the coaches graded them out. And that's important, because discipline, when you play the Patriots, has to be even better, because with those tight ends, the two really, this is the only passing game they'll ever face where both tight ends, not just one, are a factor in every play in the passing game.
So what do you do when the Patriots spread their two tight ends wide and basically spread the field on you? Do you just hope to get there to Brady with four men, or do you think that Juan will blitz maybe more than he normally does?
I would not blitz more. I would play more coverage. I will almost personally guarantee you the Eagles will be in no less than nickel the entire game, and probably dime a significant, probably more than they ever have, because Welker's always on the field. Gronkowski and Hernandez are almost always on the field. So those are three guys. Ocho Cinco will come in. Edelman will come in a little bit. They don't. The receivers really have not been a factor other than Welker. And Welker, it's really interesting. He's been almost dwarfed because of the tight ends.
Yeah.
It's now a two tight end offense. This is what Belichick wanted, because the receivers just have not been able to do it on the outside. Hernandez is basically a receiver. He's built like a receiver. They use him as a receiver. This is a tremendous challenge. You know, the Eagles statistically have been significantly better against the tight end this season, but here's the problem. Five of those opponents don't really use the tight end in the passing game. The opponents that did, Gonzalez, three touchdowns.
Two.
Was it two or three?
Two.
Okay. Ballard dropped two big passes. Okay. I mean, right over the middle. And Juan talked about in his press conference that they did some things with Ballard, which they had seen before, and they'll take
but
that
But they did
take.
A good, you know, Fred Davis, I know, had a big, but you've got to give.
So Delaney if you're, Walker if you're, did
you're,
a little bit.
So if you're prioritizing taking away some of the weapons, you've got Welker up here, you've got Hernandez, you've got Gronkowski. Is it tight ends first and then
tight
Welker?
Tight ends first and Welker, because Welker is the running game. They look at Welker, a 10-yard reception or 9-yard reception as good as a 5-yard run. That's the way that Welker is. He's the move the chains guy in the short to intermediate area. Now, with him, Welker's problem is when he's been stopped, and the Chiefs did a great job against him. They got physical with him. In the Chiefs game, the first quarter, Dave, Brady, his timing was disrupted.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
But it's so hard to do it. But
don't blitz him.
It's so hard to do it for 60 minutes. I recall
I know.
The Super Bowl game, you know, the Eagles had his number for the first half, but then he gets into a rhythm.
Right.
Then they make an adjustment.
You have to be on point for – right. And okay, you talked about the adjustment.
Yeah.
Everything that Brady tried to do against the Steelers didn't work. For 60 minutes, they shut him down. Why? Because they disrupted the timing with Gronkowski. They wouldn't let him go off the line. When I saw that tape, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
No quarterback could defeat
Do the Eagles have the personnel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Hansen is one of the top slot
corners. So you're putting Hansen on Welker?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, again, the Eagles are a lot – they're mostly a zone team. I asked Greg Cosell this. I said, give me an idea of how the Eagles have been playing coverage. He goes, people could say what they want about man coverage. Asamoah played man for less than half the game. The rest of the second half, zone.
But they come up to against the Giants, both he and Samuel, they played press and then zone behind them.
Yes. Yes.
Which was very effective.
It really good.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot – by the way, they did a lot of that against Dallas. Disrupted the timing of – Witten was a non-factor. Now, Gronkowski is 6'6". I would call him a much more athletic Jason Witten. He blocks. I mean, Gronkowski right now and Jimmy Graham are the two best tight ends in football. And Hernandez is light. He's not real strong. He's not real big, but he's a gazelle running. He's another guy. Disrupt his timing, and you're going to make Brady – have to think out there. Brady, yep. I'll tell you, the Chiefs' first quarter, he struggled.
But it was just one.
I know.
The Chiefs don't
have a very good defense.
I get it with the Patriots. You go when you have a fourth and inches, you go for it. When you have a chance in the red zone, you better score a touchdown. When you have your hands on the football for an interception, you better
can't
not
turn
let
it over.
Clank,
right. You can't turn it over.
You better pick up every loose ball.
Right.
And the Chiefs had their chances. They were just so limited.
Well, the quarterback.
Personnel-wise.
Right. You can see why they claimed Kyle Orton off of waivers.
Did the Eagles win this game, Adam?
I mean, Tom Brady, here's
he's
okay.
He's not infallible.
No, I know. This is going to be a high-scoring game. The weather's going to be fine. The issue for the Eagles, who's going to play wide receiver? There's a possibility both starters might not play. Let's be honest about it.
We'll go out there and see if Deshaun's out there.
Right, but right now, Macklin, he's got that pain in his shoulder. A grade 2 shoulder separation, quarterbacks that play with it, it's painful. He's got the hamstring. He's going to be very questionable. I mean, I don't know. How about Riley Cooper, though? It's a good story. Patriots secondary, horrendous. Kyle Arrington, former Eagle for a couple months.
7 interceptions.
Yep. He's done a great – he's real opportunistic. You know, that's what it is. Because teams, you have to – Dave, they throw a ton against them. A, because they're behind. And B, let's face it, their secondary is not very good.
So look, the dynamic of the NFC East today, the Cowboys play the Dolphins. I expect the Cowboys to win that game in a tough struggle. In a struggle. The Giants go to New Orleans. I expect the Giants to lose that game. Packers the week after,
I will put this out now. A source close to that situation told me 48 weeks. He's got the eye surgery today.
Oh, for
yes.
Beattie. Yeah.
Yes.
And so he's out for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, he has a chance to come back. Pre-surgery, that's the best-case scenario, 48. So
the Eagles, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, you got to beat the Patriots, but win this game.
It would be fun. I'll tell you what, it would be, if you're an Eagles fan and everyone here, mostly, I'm sure some Patriots fans are following me from Twitter, but the fact of the matter is, the Eagles win, the other two teams lose. They're a game back. You got to be kidding me if what's gone here.
Adam, what do you think of Vince Young, and what do you expect of him if he starts
again
this week?
The coaches did a great job with him. You can't coach interceptions. It's hard to do other than he sees the film. They go over it. Second half, they manage him so well. 3-step, 5-step, get the ball out. Tight end, as we knew Celek would be involved in the game, he was.
Move the pocket.
Right. I mean, he's real comfortable on the run. I mean, you know, I think he'll be – I'm going to assume he's going to start this week. I would call Vic doubtful at this point. Just getting those throws in last week is going to help him. You know, the Patriots, though, they're going to disguise. They have to because they just don't have the talent on the back end. They mix their fronts up. They're still doing some 3-4, but sure. Andre Carter's much more comfortable with his hand down. That's why he's having a good season.
Yeah. Well, he'll go against Jason Peters, and Peters has just had a tremendous Pro Bowl, All-Pro,
as has
outstanding
assist. Todd Herman on the right side.
Yeah. Eagles offense looks like if you could just eliminate these turnovers, put a lot of points on the board.
Yep. Well, I am picking this week. Well, here's
pick
my
the Patriots, please, because we know
you know
how
what
it's
I here's the deal.